With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels attacked shipping in the southern Red Sea last weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to exercise caution, but it won't tolerate attacks on U.S. or allied shipping interests.
We don't have any conclusive information right now that suggests that U.S. Navy ships have been specifically targeted by the Houthis. But, as we have in the past, so will we in the future take these missiles and drones down if we perceive a threat to our ships, our sailors, the ships and sailors of our partners, and, of course, merchant traffic in and around the region.
U.S. Navy ships have shot down an array of drones headed their way. They're believed to have been launched by the militant group from territory it controls in Yemen. New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman has been censured by the House for pulling a fire alarm in a U.S. Capitol office building when the chamber was in session. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House of Representatives censures Jamal Bowman, representative from the 16th Congressional District of New York. That Representative Jamal Bowman forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure, and that Representative Jamal Bowman be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker.
Censure is a punishment one step below expulsion from the House and has become routine in the last year. Republicans claim Bowman pulled the alarm in September to cause chaos. Bowman late Wednesday said he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and apologized for his mistake. Today is the 82nd anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. A memorial service was held there today with five survivors of the attack on hand to commemorate the event that propelled the United States into World War II. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the Nasdaq rose 193. This is SRN News. Some university presidents have an interesting concept of free speech.
It made headlines this week when the heads of Harvard, MIT, and Penn appeared before Congress and stated that if a student called for the murder of all Jews, that would be protected speech and would not be punished by their schools. The irony is the cavalcade of lawsuits filed against America's universities every year on behalf of Christian students who are punished for such statements as homosexuality is a sin or a man cannot become a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new guide from the Department of Homeland Security aims to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship protect themselves during heightened tensions in faith-based communities across the country. An arm of the department called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released a 16-page document aimed at providing useful information that's not too technical. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closed higher following its first three-day losing streak since Halloween. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and continued to hang near its highest level since March 2022. Big tech pushed strongly upward on the market, led by a big gain for Google's parent company, Alphabet. Treasury yields largely held steady after a report showed a slight uptick in the number of workers applying for unemployment. The Dow was up 63 points to 36,117. The Nasdaq gained 193 to 14,339. The S&P 500 adding 36 points to 4585. New York oil fell 4 cents to $69.34 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.